You're about to listen to the GD Ponderosa podcast. GD may not mean what you think. To us, it means Green Divas and Green Dudes. We've moved our act up to the recording studio formerly known as Ponderosa, meaning Ponder the Rose, not the Bonanza Ranch that some think of. So now we're GD Ponderosa Studios, and our team of audio geeks and producers make music, podcasts, videos, audiobooks, live events, and all kinds of creative mischief. More than a studio, we are like a wonderful, wacky family. Join us on this journey and be entertained as we share a slice of life and the creative process up here at GD Ponderosa. Well, welcome to our second episode of GD Ponderosa Podcast. I'm Green Diva Meg.
I'm Green Diva Lisa.
And we are your hostesses with the mostesses. It's amazing how much a little sunshine makes a difference.
It really does. I was just wanting to nap all day yesterday.
I know.
I didn't, but I wanted to.
So we're finding out that we are among some of the people doing some really fun, creative social distancing. Facebook can be entertaining when it's not terrifying or weird.
Right. It can be a little addicting, too. Fortunately, there's some fun stuff to watch and listen to and beautiful things to listen to.
Yeah. We're really enjoying these musical compilations, you know, where a group of musicians or whatever pick a song and they have people from all over the place, sometimes all over the world,
yeah,
record the song, whether it's vocals or instrumental, and they all do their part and they play it together and it's really kind of fun. So we're hoping to put that together. Well, We're working on that.
We have some folks from our GD Ponderosa extended family who are busy doing things on the internet. I've been watching Chris Bulger, who's a good friend of ours and Homegrown Radios, and he's singing songs and posting all day long.
I know.
And
they're fun songs.
They're fun songs. Yeah. Some of them are his own. Some of them are covers.
He did a Beatles cover the other day. That was fun.
He cannot stop himself, and it's wonderful.
Yeah. One of our recent musical family members, Mike Montre, was up here just before everything kind of went funny.
Indeed, yeah.
Anyway, he and Jen, who was also up here with them, they have a full band, but the two of them are going to be doing some streaming on this really cool site that is called Busking Down the House.
I love it. I can't wait to dive in.
Which is apparently growing just huge exponentially.
Did he say there was like
18,000 audience, you know, and participants. So they're doing something this Friday.
Yeah.
So Friday night. So you'll hear more about that in a little bit. So anyway, in this show, we're going to talk to Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking to Mike Montre. He's our featured family member, extended family member. And I think we're going to get a chicken report from Wayne.
Oh, yeah. We got to see what's going on in the world of chickens here at Ponderosa Studios.
Well,
it
is kind of a major focus at the moment because we've got to keep these baby birds alive. And when we put them outside, we got to build like a little Fort Knox.
Yeah, I know. We have lots of hawks and
predators
here.
So anyway, we wanted to spend a minute before we launch into the rest of the show giving a shout out to some of these artists that are doing these live things. And you mentioned Chris Bulger, have a couple more, right?
Don Oriolo, who's kind of a neighbor of ours, who's just been over here recording with
Gloria,
just recently. Anyway, he's been posting music and art, and he's been very busy being creative. Oh, and Elizabeth Sicorio. Queen Bee, who is helping us figure out whether we want and how to have bees on the property.
Well, I think we had been planning that she would manage bees up here, you know, as
right,
a part of her bee management thing, whatever.
Right.
Anyway, so yeah, she's been doing some beautiful songs,
yes,
right?
Yes, I've seen some stuff of her recordings showing up as well.
And a shout out to our brother.
Our brother, Doug, who normally on Thursday nights, I drive down to Booton, New Jersey and hop on the radio with Doug at Homegrown Radio NJ. And I haven't been going down there these last couple weeks. what he's doing, particularly at this time when everybody's stuck at home, is he's checking in with Slick Aguilar from Jefferson Starship, and they're talking every week, and they are a hoot to listen to. They are two music geeks that know,
right?
Know
like
their
music
world.
Trivia, like classic music trivia.
They know their world. They have Slick has some great anecdotes that he shares, and Doug just loves geeking out with him on about music. So they'll be on the radio from 4 to 7, and it's homegrownradionj.org.
And that's every Thursday if you want to tune into Doug's show. And his show is the Uncle Buggy Show, songs
Correct.
That you've never heard or rarely.
Yeah.
And I just want to say out loud and acknowledge that, like, I got him started in radio.
You got him started in radio? He got you started in music.
Well, yeah, okay, all right, okay.
So yeah, it's a fair trade.
You mean I got my ass whooped because I was playing with his albums when I was a kid, and he was like, don't F. I mean, I've never seen him that mad. Like, he was freaking out because I was playing with his albums, scratching them up, you know.
Don't. But he really got us all fired up about music when we were growing up. So, yeah, he's on the radio. I won't be able to get down there tonight as his co-host, but check in. He'll be there from 4 to 7. Every Thursday night, and you can check them out on the archives as well.
And Homegrown Radio NJ, by the way, that's where we started out.
Exactly.
On the radio. So Homegrown Radio NJ is where I started on the radio. They have a lot of interesting programming.
They really do.
They're kind of rebels. They're a little bit pirate radio down there.
They are.
Hey, we got a lot of good stuff. So I'm hoping you'll stay tuned. And by the way, I'm just going to do a little social media shout out so people can find us out there.
Uh-huh.
We're mostly at GD Ponderosa or GD Ponderosa Studios. You can go to our website and find us all from there at gdponderosastudios.com. But also, this is a Green Divas podcast, so you can go to The Green Divas, everything at The Green Divas, and you'll find Twitter, Instagram, all of it.
That's greendivas.com.
Well, hey, Tom.
Good afternoon, gang.
It is so far.
All right. Great. Good to hear your voices.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful out here at GD Ponderosa Studio.
Yeah, right?
That's great. That's great. Yeah. I just took our dog Henry outside, and then he decided he wanted to stay on the deck and do some sunbathing. And I went out and checked on him a few minutes later, and he's got a partner in crime out there. Stuart is out there sunbathing with him.
Aww.
That's beautiful out.
Yeah, I walked out this morning, and I thought, well, you know what? Pretty soon, we're going to extend our outdoor lives and be on our decks. You know, that'll make life a lot nicer out here.
We'll be on the decks, be out in the GD Ponderosa garden, tilling the land, getting ready.
Oh, that's right. We were going to talk about that. We didn't talk about that.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a wonderful quote from a friend of mine who's on Facebook. She wrote today, is there anything more liberating than gardening in your chaos?
Isn't that a great quote?
I hear it. Yeah, absolutely it is.
Yeah, so we'll be digging in soon.
Oh, that's great.
So what's going on over at Shea Askin?
Well, while they are all enjoying the sun outside, I am in the lower level in the darkness in the studio. I had a nice chat with Mike Montre earlier today and closing in on the final mixes for his record. So he's excited. I'm excited and really looking forward to getting this one out for all to hear. Just a great piece of work.
Yeah, we're going to hear from Mike later in the show. So, yay. Yeah, we're keeping busy. And thank you, Mike.
Yes. And this afternoon, now I'm working on Malachi's tracks and his band Luca. And they were all up a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
They had their drummer in from
Alaska.
Yeah. And what a time. And so we were able to get a lot done. They stayed for a couple of days. And we got the drum tracks done. We got some more bass done. And we actually started tracking 3 or 4 new songs as well. So I've got my hands full doing a bunch of editing and pre-mixing and getting ready to dive into the rest of that. So
Spencer, the drummer, it turns out my daughter knows all those guys. But she and Spencer had a little thing way back in the day.
When they were really young.
And his mother is a friend of ours. It's funny. It's just so, like, every time Bobby D comes up here, there's a new kid that I know. that is familiar. It's such a, you know, six degrees of separation, you know.
Yeah. Well, they are just, you know, all of them, just a great group of folks.
Yeah.
Enjoy the time with them, that's for sure. And the tracks are just coming out spectacular. Love the songs.
They were also very good guests in my apartment.
Yeah.
Oh, good. No, that's great. Mm-hmm. They loved it. They loved it. Oh, my gosh. I'm sure they'll be doing it again. That's great.
So, Tom, I highly recommend you get out of the basement for a little while and go outside with the dog and your kids.
Yeah.
We're going to hang up with you and we're going out into the woods.
That is perfect.
Thanks, Tom. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Good to speak with you both. Talk to you in a bit.
You bet. Take care.
Bye, gang.
And now for our chicken report with Green Dude Wayne.
Hi there. Good afternoon. It's time for the Lafayette Chicken Report.
Right? The pullet. And I keep saying we are going to have the most pampered pullets in Sussex County. We are. We're spoiling our girls.
Well, I'm not sure we're going to continue to do that because I'm going to put them out in the garage over the weekend because
they're too
big for the house.
They're like tripling in size in like 2 weeks.
So what we have to do is we have to make a some sort of temporary housing for them in the garage.
Ah, a little chicken hack, you know, garage job since we don't have our coop set up yet.
Right.
And it's not ready for them to go out yet. It's too cold.
Too cold. And they're too young. So we're going to build this temporary quarters for the chickens in the garage, and we'll go out through the garage door and come back in through the door.
Yeah, so we can access that side door so they can go outside a little bit supervised.
Supervised.
Because we're not letting them loose.
We can't let the hawks get the chickens.
I know. It was so funny. You were here with Rich planning the coop a little bit, and we didn't see you guys, and we were recording with Mike Montre, and we see this little tiny chihuahua in a jacket kind of trotting up to the studio. What? Right up to the door. We're like, what's happening out there?
That's my buddy Noah. He wanted to go into the studio and check it out.
Well, we were a little concerned Noah was going to get picked off by our resident hawks or the eagle.
Or the eagle.
I know. Anyway, so yeah, you...
So that's the plan.
You're plotting and planning the chicken coop and the run.
And the chicken coop and the run, and there are many decisions that need to be made, and some of them are futuristic, and some of them are immediate, but, you know,
really?
We have to look at the future.
Oh, my gosh. It's the chicken future?
The chicken future.
Chicken futures. It sounds almost like a commodity thing.
It is. I'm sure you can buy chicken futures.
Oh, actually, it probably is. It's probably an agricultural thing, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
See, well, I know. I get educated all the time by you, honey.
Well, you know, I'm just a fountain of information.
Well, I know that you are busy building Fort Knox for our girls, because every time we talk to anybody up here, they're like, good luck keeping them alive. And you have a friend who just got 6 chickens and is already down to 3.
Yeah, he had 6 hens, and in 3 days, he was down to 3. A day, he lost.
Oh, no.
I should call him and find out whether
or not still got 3.
He has any hens left.
Aw. Yeah, so we're going to be very protective of our girls.
Yes.
We've been watching videos, and we're going to build, like, Fort Knox for our pampered pullets.
Yeah, because we can't ask the National Guard to circle
right.
Our,
well, you know, what with all this
run.
Other stuff going on, they're a little busy,
right.
You know.
A little busy, so.
All right. So is that it for this week's chicken report?
I think so. By next week, we should have some additional information.
Okay.
And some additional planning that's put into this.
So this is part of what we've been doing and as part of our creative social distancing is we're protecting chickens and building chicken things. And eventually there'll be eggs to be had, God willing.
26 weeks.
24, they said.
I thought it was 26.
24.
24, 26. What the hell's the difference?
Well, it's a shockingly short amount of time, actually.
Yeah. And, you know, on the flip side, I hope we're all here in 24 weeks to enjoy the eggs.
All right, everybody, stay well. Thanks for the chicken report, Wayne. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing all right. How are you guys?
We're good.
Yep, we're hunkering down and creating things. And so I hear you're creating some stuff, too.
Yep. I mean, when you're left in the house with a room full of instruments and you write songs, things start to
inevitable creativity.
It's I guess if there is anything positive that comes out of strangeness, a lot of artists are probably creating a lot of stuff.
I bet there's going to be some really good stuff. Hey, and I saw that you and Jen are going to do a live stream Friday. I don't know when this will go out, but probably you'll be listening to it on Friday, March 27th. So you guys, tonight, Friday, March 27th at 10 p.m., are doing a gig.
Yes, it's at this great Facebook live streaming group called Busking Down the House that a music promoter and someone we've worked with in the past has done a great job putting together. Her name's Kat Cisco, and it's kind of exploded. They got like 18,000 members watching shows on there and counting. So we're excited to do that. And those streams are available to see after the fact as well. So
nice.
Live or later. It's a cool platform.
So they just need to look up your name.
As a matter of fact, we've got links to it on our MikeMontreBand.com website, so they could do that too. But even if they just go to that group, it's whoever's playing live at the time pops up as the first thing in the feed.
Cool.
And you can cast it, which is cool. If you have like a Chromecast or one of those devices, you put it on your TV and run it through your stereo. I've done that.
Wow, it's like having like a private concert by Mike Montre and Jen Augustine.
Yeah, right, see?
I love it.
I'm going to work that out. Although I did have sort of a private concert when you guys were here in the studio.
It's true. You got the more private version.
That was much fun, by the way.
Yes, we really enjoyed it. The stuff sounds great.
We are going to get back in the studio. And there's lots of artists now who are creating that are going to be coming into the studio and other studios. We're asking all of our guests the question, if you had one piece of advice, because now, of course, you're a recording veteran, if you had one piece of advice to give someone who's going into the studio for the first time, what would it be?
Well, I think for the first time, you have to be prepared for what it is that you want to do before you get in there. So if that means a lot of people go about it in different ways, like sometimes you'll have a song completely worked out and you just need to lay it down, right? And you're not really trying to come up with different stuff for it. You're just saying, this is what it is. We're going to lay it down. Everybody knows what they got to do. But then sometimes you want to work it out in that moment, and that yields a pretty cool result sometimes too. And I've done both of those things. But to your question, either way, you have to know, you should know exactly what you want to do before you get there, because there's nothing worse than spending a day in a studio and feeling like you didn't get anything done.
Yeah.
That would be my first piece of advice for sure, is be prepared. Whatever your plan is, have that goal in place. Like, we want to get this done today and make that happen.
For somebody that is brand new to a recording studio, is there an example of something they might not already know to know?
I think so. I think that they need to understand the different options that they have for recording what they're going to record. So like, they might not know that the option exists to maybe play the song live or not play the song live, like play it in pieces. Like when I talk to students of mine that I teach music to, and some of them that I teach about songwriting and stuff, when I say to them, well, you know, a lot of these, especially some of the pop songs that they want to learn how to play, I'm like, a lot of this stuff's pieced together. Like they start out with one thing and then they layer it. And I'll explain to them, you know, you're trying to learn this guitar part, but the reality is that it's three guitar parts and they just kind of blended this thing together. Right. So, and they're like, oh, they haven't realized that yet. You know? So I think that somebody has never done this before. That's definitely one thing that they might want to figure out, is like, the option is there to just play your song, but the option is also there to lay it down in pieces,
right,
and mix it together that way.
Right.
That's good advice.
I think that is, That is something that I kind of knew how that worked, but now being up in the studio more and watching how it's all done and how they isolate certain instruments and lay three mics, four mics on one set of drums and then redo the vocals after, you know, you get a rough track and then you sing over it. It's a lot of interesting stuff that I wouldn't have known.
Right.
Yeah. And there's a lot of in-betweens too. Like, for example, when we recorded these songs with you guys, we played live, but there were certain things that if we wanted them in there afterwards, had to be done afterwards. But it was still a live environment at first.
Right, right. You know? I am really excited because we've been working on, I know Tom, you guys are old buddies and playmates, has been working on a new album for you guys and that we saw in progress. And I think we're going to play at least one of the songs here. So,
right. Do you want to tell us anything about the song that we're going to play?
The one that we're going to hear is called Statues and Saints. And, you know, I'll tell you something that really has resonated with me is when I originally sent Tom the mix notes, when he was mixing the stuff, I sent him like a document with some notes on it. And I realized that I hadn't given a title to this EP of songs yet. So I was titling the document that I was sending to him. And I was like, I should just give it some kind of name for the time being so that it has a name. And I'm reading through the lyrics of these songs and I'm getting a message here that I had maybe kind of realized, but had realized even more in this moment, that there was something in here about like a certain kind of reflective life experience and like hope for the future and these things. So I came with this tentative title called In the Middle of Hope. That's what I called it.
Mm.
And then like 3 days later, we're all stuck in, I mean, I don't laugh, but it was like, we're inside of our houses and this is happening like right after that. And and I was like, and then I'm listening to these songs and the lyrics and the songs. And I'm like, this is really kind of spooky, man. It's like almost like a prescient like thing. Like, I mean, that song, it definitely has a, is about helping carry somebody through something. And I think it dealt more specifically with like kind of outdated perspectives on humanity in specific, but the general message still kind of carries through. There is one part of the song where it goes to the bridge where that is exactly what it says. We will carry you through. So that,
nice.
Yeah. So it's, I don't know. I've been trying to like, come to grips with all this here.
Yeah. We all are.
Yeah.
And that this is something that has, been just, you know, bouncing around in my brain.
Well, cool. So let's all be inspired. And thanks so much, Mike, for giving us a little time. And hopefully people will get a chance to go look at Mike Montre Band and Jen and Mike on this busking down the house.
All right. Thanks. And
listen,
stay
up,
safe.
People.
Wash your hands and stay safe.
Thank you, guys.
You bet.
So you were raised to see color in the dark. So you were brought up to be you. And you listened to the old man from the bar. And his words, he rang true. Then your life began to take this shape. A tiny bubble, a tiny you. Showed up to deal you spades, and you didn't know what to do. So forget your statues and your saints. Forget your building blocks, they've all been rearranged. Go out and find yourself brand new. It's the least that you can. Told you how to make love in the dark. No one told
So forget your statues and your saints. Forget your building blocks, they've all been rearranged. Go out and find yourself brand new.
Hope you like what you've heard. If you did, please let us know. Give us a good review and do us a solid and share it with at least one person that you think might enjoy this podcast. Find out more about this podcast specifically and GD Ponderosa Studios in general at gdponderosastudios.com.